Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It's a bride-to-be's worst nightmare. The morning of the big day. You know yourself, if you've done it, you're done up to the nines. Everybody's on the way. You've got butterflies in your tummy. It's the most exciting moment. And then you're told the groom's got cold feet and he's not going to show up. I think most of us would run and hide, and you wouldn't want to see your friends or your family for months, maybe even, dare I say, years. But no, 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 not 27-year-old Kaylee. Kaylee, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Kaylee. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. The sun is shining, so that's all I can ask for today.
Kaylee, listen, set the scene for me. Tell me about the morning of your wedding.
Yeah, of course. So, as you just said, yeah, you're all kind of excited. We were up at like 6:30 in the morning because there was like 9 of us who had to get ready. So we're all kind of like, it's a lot of girl energy at 6:30 in the morning when everyone's excited. And we got our breakfast done. And then around 7:00, my maid of honour got a call from her husband saying that Callum had gone, and nobody knew where he was at that point. And so I wasn't worried at that point when I found out, because regularly he does tend to go for walks whenever he's got a bit stressed out or a bit nervous, which is fine. And then I got the actual confirmation around 11:00 after all of my makeup had been done, ready to do my hair, that he was 4 hours away from the venue and we were due to get married in 1.5 hours. And obviously at that point, kind of like myself, my family and like all the girls are just kind of like distraught at that point.
And so hang on, have you've had your makeup done, have you put the dress on?
So I was about to get my hair done to then put my dress on.
And I mean, I just Kaylee, was there a sign in the weeks leading up to this, was there any signs that he was acting different? Or
I wish there was, because if there was, then I probably would have been able to have a conversation with them about it, because of, like, I'm a type of person that let's have an open conversation. Let's talk everything out. If you've got a bit of stress in you, let's chat. But honestly, so whenever I asked him about the wedding day, whether he was excited, he was like, yeah, I'm excited. I'm just really stressed out at the minute because of like the speech, because there was obviously a lot of people there and he was a bit nervous about the speech. But I wouldn't see that as unreasonable or something that I would be kind of like pick up as a sign, because he was talking about like the day after the wedding, going on our honeymoon. He was talking about like getting a house together, getting kids. So it wasn't like we were just talking about the day. He was talking about like our future as a married couple. So I didn't see any signs from that.
So he wasn't behaving differently at all. So that's obviously why when you got a call saying they couldn't find him, you must have just thought, well, he's obviously just off getting something he's forgotten or for a walk, like you said.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Because where we got married, it's in the Gower in Wales. There's loads of different walks and places where you can go and kind of have a bit of like you time and just relax. And I thought that's what he was doing, going for a bit of a drive, having a bit of a walk, having a bit of a breather, because he was surrounded by his family, surrounded by the groomsmen, and he had worked the day before, so he probably just wanted a bit of time for himself to breathe, and that's why I honestly thought that it was. And at that point, I wasn't kind of stressed out. I was like, come on, girls, like I got the girls to wipe away their tears. I didn't cry at that point. And then when I had the confirmation from his dad around 11, that's when kind of like reality, like.
So tell me about that. Did his dad come to you or did he call you?
Yes, his dad called me. So between like 7 and 11, I had rung his dad just to say, look, can you just check on him to make sure, first of all, he's okay. And just to check as well if what's going on. And then 11:00, I think, when his dad said hello and like he said, and I said my name. Like, he said it in a tone which I knew something was wrong, like, because his dad's not very kind of, like, emotional or he's just very, like, a straightforward man. And when he kind of started talking, I knew from his tone at that point that he wasn't coming. He was like, look, Kyle, I'm so sorry. He's okay, but he's definitely not coming. He's driven all the way back home to his grand's house, which is 4 hours away from where I was. And we were due to get married at 1:30, like at 1 o'clock, so like an hour and a half.
He drove to his granny?
Yeah. Yeah. But his granny was back in where I was at the time, in Oxwich Bay, but he drove on his own in the middle of the night and drove all the way to his grandmother's
hang
house.
Hang on, Hayley. So wait, he drove in the middle of the night, so he didn't even have the balls to ring you first thing in the morning and say, I'm not coming. He let you get ready.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, he didn't. Not a text. I tried texting him. I tried calling them. And what I found out is in between that, the night, he had switched his SIM out. So he'd broken his old SIM and got then a new SIM, so a new phone number, so nobody could reach him on his new number. And then he was calling his friends and his family, everyone apart from me and my girls, on a blocked number, because he was trying to block his number before calling people so they couldn't call him back.
What the hell?
I know.
And so,
it's absurd, isn't it?
It's beggar's belief that somebody would do something like that, because it sounds to me like he had put thought into this, that he didn't just randomly jump into a car and drive away. He had the thought process to get the new SIM and to think this through. And how long had you been with each other before you were getting married?
So coming up to 4 years, we were.
Oh my God.
So 2 years engaged. Like, and he proposed to me. So I was never, because I realised obviously he was younger than me. And to be fair, like, I wasn't really thinking of marriage at that point, because I was thinking, let's enjoy our relationship and let's see how things go. But he was the one who chose to propose to me. He was the one who was like, let's go and search for a venue. Let's get this done. Let's get that done. And because I'm quite like, I'm a really relaxed person. So like to be fair, my maid of honour was kind of having a go at me, because I was so relaxed about the whole day, and kind of, I was just like, what will be, if the weather's raining, it's raining. If this happens, this happens, because there are things out of my control. And the fact that like he left with no word was probably the worst thing, because everybody's within their right to kind of not to choose not to get married or to choose to not be with a partner. Absolutely, every day people break up. There was the fact that he didn't have the balls, as you said, to ring me and go, Kaylee, I can't do this, I'm so sorry, or even have a conversation with me. He let other people do his own business and his own dirty work.
And tell me, Kaylee, when his dad rang you and was saying, listen, he's definitely not coming, he's after driving to his granny's, which is 4 hours away, did you say, sorry, what? I mean, explain.
Yeah.
Like, was the dad supporting him, or was he saying, Kaylee, I'm so sorry, he's lost it?
So he was just saying, Kaylee, like, literally, he was like, Kaylee, to be fair, I can't get much sense out of him at the minute. He doesn't sound like himself. He sounds like his head. Like, he said, when his dad was asking him questions, he wouldn't give any information to him. He was just saying, look, just tell Kaylee this. I'm not giving you any more information. Like, he wouldn't give, like, when they were asking why, when his dad was asking why, what's going on, he didn't give any information to his dad at all. And then the day after the wedding, because all his family had left before I arrived to the venue, they were texting me sorry that he left and, like, he broken up with me, but not sorry for how he left. Like, they were trying to say, like, in the text that this was the only way that he thought he could go about doing things. He thought this is the best way of dealing with the situation. And I was like, don't try and like make excuses. That the way he's left is awful. If I had a son that or any person and my friends and family tried to leave a person they had been with nearly 4 years in that manner, I would tell them to their face, grow up. And tell him face to face and man and like own your decision. But the fact that that didn't happen like hurt me more. The fact that they didn't tell him to do that hurt me more.
Now, you've briefly touched on it there, but like most brides to be, I think Kaylee would probably run and hide and not want to see anyone or talk to anyone. Mm-hmm. But what did you decide to do?
So after kind of wiping all my makeup off and putting my makeup back on, so we had to get down to the venue. I was speaking with my sister and there'd been people who had travelled. So my best friend, Lynn, she's listening now, bless her, she lives in near Dublin. So she had flown in to Wales to come to my wedding day. I had people coming from Scotland. So there was people weren't travelling half an hour to come to my wedding day. People were travelling hours and spent money on accommodation and dresses and outfits. And I was saying to my sister, like, they've wasted their own money to come to the day and I want them to still enjoy. And my sister was like, well, they're not going to enjoy if you don't stay. And if you don't stay, they're not going to stay. And I was like, am I wrong to stay? And she was like, absolutely not. Because at that point, I was like, I wanted to stay because I had worked really hard and spent all this money and done a lot of overtime to afford the wedding of my dreams. And she was like, let's enjoy the day. And I was like, you know what? I am going to enjoy the day with my family. I'm going to enjoy the day with my friends. I'm going to enjoy the food as much as I could. And we went ahead with the party anyway. And it was a party of me, self-love, and being surrounded by the people who love me most.
Can I ask you, Kaylee, how much you'd spent?
So 12 grand. I'd spent probably just over 12 grand on the wedding. And all of the money was work that I'd put into the day myself.
And did you put the wedding dress on to go to the reception, or what did you put on?
Yes, so it was either the wedding dress or pyjamas. And to be fair, my wedding dress I had for 2 years under my bed, so it was a dress I'd been dreaming to wear for 2 years. And do you know what, I'm really glad that I wore my dress because it deserved to have its moment. I felt confident in my dress. I felt powerful in my dress. And I think any woman who gets married or any person who gets married and they put their wedding outfit on, they like feel a sense of like confidence and power when they put it on. And that's what that dress brought me. So I'm like, honestly, like I can't, like it sounds weird trying to thank a dress, but like that dress got me through my toughest day.
And who told your guests what had happened? How did you break the news to them?
So I never saw the ceremony room. I didn't want to ever see it because that was a day like you picture walking down the aisle and saying I do. And so I didn't want to go into that room. So
fair.
My maids of honour, my best friend, Jodie, and my sister, Katie, bless them. They were like, we'll go in and tell them. So they got the bridesmaids and all the groomsmen because the groomsmen stayed. So I'll come back to that later. But yeah, they all of these groomsmen stayed and they went into the ceremony room. And my sister and my best friend has broke the news that the wedding isn't going to happen, that Callum wasn't there, but Kaylee would love it if you could all stay and enjoy the day with her. Obviously, we understand if none of you want to stay because of it's uncomfortable and it's an awkward situation to be in, but every single one of my guests, apart from his family, even his groomsmen stayed, and they stayed by my side all day and let me cry, let me laugh, let me get absolutely drunk on tequila and have we had an incredible party.
Did his groomsmen offer any insight into his frame of mind?
They didn't know as much as, they were in the dark as much as I know because of like 10 o'clock in the night before the wedding, they all went into the sea. They're all partying. Like he was talking to his groomsmen because one of the groomsmen is my best friend's husband. So he was saying that they were all in the caravan having a bit of a chat, talking about the day before. And Callum, and he was basically saying, the groom was like, yeah, we're looking forward to the food, having a bit of a dance. I can't wait to see her in her dress. He was saying all of these things to the groomsmen. And then he said, oh, I'm going to go and sleep with my family tonight just because of it's a bit cramped in here. I'll go sleep with them because there's plenty of space there. And then that's the last that they heard of him. And then his best friend tried ringing him. And I think he got through to him, but he had just basically said, I'm not coming. And that was it, and put the phone down. So bless his best friend, who he's known for like 10 years, literally was in the dark as much as I was. Like he left his friends to make excuses and try to defend him when they didn't even have a clue themselves. So they were hurt as much as I was hurt, to be fair.
And can I ask you, Kaylee, I know you kept one tradition, you put the wedding dress on, but like at the afters, did you do any of the other wedding traditions?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the dance with the dad or the,
yeah,
like the cake. Did you eat the cake?
Absolutely, because why should I let a good cake go to waste? Absolutely. So we literally, the venue, I couldn't praise enough. So they were like, do you still want to do an entrance? And I was like, yeah, let's get the groomsmen and the bridesmaids and myself entering in together. And we entered into Lizzo's Good As Hell song. And honestly, that song was the anthem of the day. The lyrics literally were just an epitome of basically what I was going through on that day. And then on the top table, obviously, rather than sitting with my groomsmen, my groom-to-be, like, I sat with all my best friends. So all my bridesmaids sat with me and we had food together. We still did the speeches. So I was never going to say a speech, but I wanted to thank everybody for staying. And then my maids of honour did a speech about, like, me and basically how, like, strong I had been on the day. And then I cut my cake with my bridesmaids and I punched the top tier of my wedding cake off.
Oh,
because
my God.
The top tier cake was a strawberry cake and I hate strawberry cake, but I chose that strawberry flavour for his family because they liked this. And then when I saw the top tier, like, that was my therapy. I just full on whacked it across the room. And honestly, I recommend any person who's going through a breakup, just buy a bit of cake and just punch it because it's so therapeutic.
Listen, Kaylee, I'm incredibly impressed with your bravery. Do you know what? I want to give you a little bit of space before I let you go. If there was any chance, because I know you haven't had any contact with him since.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any chance this is sent to him or he happens to be listening, what would you want to say to him?
I would want to say to him, I hope in the future, if you ever get a partner you want to go through the day with, or you have a daughter who is about to get married, I hope that you look back on this and finally see how awful it was. And I hope that you can finally admit your own feelings to the people who are around you and just be truthful to yourself. And if you have any kind of stress or any doubts about anything, just be open and honest to the people who are around you and don't suffer in silence. I think that's the thing I would say to him. And thank you for leaving me when you did, because rather than giving me children and having a divorce, you left me at a point where I could still be strong and move on from you.
Kaylee, we wish you all the best. Thank you so much for
coming on
and speaking with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. All I can do, Kaylee, is play this for you. It's Lizzo, Good As Hell.
Thank you.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.